China has recently submitted a post-2020 climate change pledge to the United Nations, promising that compared with 2005, the country will cut its carbon dioxide output per unit of GDP by between 60 and 65% by 2030. Zhou Li, the deputy director at the National Center for Climate Change Strategy and International Cooperation, is one of the designers behind the action plan. He says the goal is a little bit ambitious, but not out of reach.
If our GDP growth rate could be maintained around 7% in 2030, our GDP per capita will climb to $14,000 to $15,000. In that case, the emission could reach the peak. According to our calculation, by that time, China will produce 8 to 9 tons of carbon dioxide per person, which is lower than America and Europe when they hit their peaks.
Zhou says in terms of income levels and emission at the peak year, China is more aggressive compared with many developed countries. Moreover, China is now actively working on research and production of new energy. Last year, the International Renewable Energy Agency published a report predicting that China will expand its renewable energy consumption share from 13% to 26% by 2030, then become the largest renewable energy user around the world. Though some scholars worry that the assumption is over-optimistic, Adman Amin, head of the organization, emphasizes that China's potential should not be underrated.
Many people think that this is ambitious, but when we look at the past in terms of the learning curve in China, the reduction in the cost of technology, the fact that you have more and more skilled people who are capable of dealing with renewable energy installation and investment, we believe that every year we have underestimated the potential for renewable energy.
According to economist Ma Jintan, energy structure optimization has already produced results.
In 2000, the energy consumption share of coal and oil was respectively 68.5% and 22%. Last year, their share slumped evidently. There are less coal-fired thermal power plants, but more power stations generated by clean energy, such as hydropower, nuclear power, wind, and solar energy.
China has also worked with the international community taking responsibilities. Last November, the presidents of both China and the United States released a joint announcement on climate change. John Podesta, Obama's former counselor on climate change and energy policy, speaks highly of the bilateral cooperation.
Our two countries account for one-third of global GDP. They act as engines of the global economy. So when we each set our countries on the course to a clean energy future, we unlock vast opportunities for national and global economic growth.
As climate change affects all on the planet, Chinese scientists and decision makers are giving their all to grapple the issue for coming generations. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.